Welcome to Footsteps of the Fallen, a Great War podcast with me, battlefield researcher, historian and writer, Matt Dixon. For over 35 years, I've been visiting the cemeteries, memorials and battlefields of the First World War. And in this series of podcasts, I'd like to take you on a journey through France, Belgium and further afield and tell you the stories of some of the places I've visited and the stories of the men who lie as the dead of the Great War. So pack up your kit bag, pour yourself a cuppa, and join me as we walk the well-trodden paths on the battlefields, following in the footsteps of the fallen. It's a pleasure to have your company. So good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Footsteps HQ. And this is a view that you don't see because I don't video record my podcast, but this is the room where I do my podcasting. And I'm recording this message because we've reached a rather difficult decision about the future of the podcast. It's become apparent over the last few weeks with some of the feedback that has come through from podcast listeners that maybe the standard of the finished product hasn't come up to the usual high level that I've aimed and strived to produce when I've been recording these podcasts. And what this has led me to do is I always try and look at this feedback in an objective manner, because I think that any feedback is good and it should be taken as something positive. But what has become increasingly apparent is that it's becoming more and more difficult each week to sustain the time commitment that's needed to produce a high quality podcast. I don't make my living from being a podcaster. I do this as a hobby. I do this in my spare time, and I have a full-time job. I have two school-age children who require the normal input that parents need to put into their children. I have a wife who works shifts, and that is very difficult. It's a difficult balancing act because I quite often will do a full day at work and then my wife is at work and I look after the kids in the evening and do everything that needs to be done with kids who are at school, of homework and football practice and this class and ballet lessons, etc., etc. I'm also doing my master's degree at the moment, which has been very kindly funded by my company. It's a professional master's degree. It's part of my development for my career. And I have a commitment to the company, both professionally and financially, that I need to complete it. And if I don't pass it, then I will have to reimburse the company the not inconsiderable fee that they paid to allow me to undertake this sort of professional career development. And it's is a very time-consuming process recording the podcast each week. The end result that you, the listeners, get to hear is really the end result of a lot of work. The actual recording of the podcast itself is really quite straightforward. What takes the time afterwards is the processing it and the editing it and the creating and getting it into a listenable form. And it's say it's a very time consuming process. It's not something that I in any way begrudge, because I really enjoy recording the podcast. If I didn't, then I don't think we'd have done as many podcasts as I have. But it is just unfortunately not sustainable. My master's degree at the moment requires me to submit an assignment every 6 weeks, and that's going to carry on right through till October of 2024. And it's not only submitting the assignment, but it's the huge amount of reading and background work and research, and then the writing the assignment itself, that is the really time consuming thing to do. And I have to be honest that I completely underestimated the amount of time that doing this master's degree was going to take. And it just I'm afraid, is no longer sustainable to keep producing a podcast every single week. And something has to give. And obviously, I can't in any way compromise on my job because it pays my mortgage and keeps a roof over my kids' head. And as I said, I have a professional and financial obligation to my company to successfully complete my master's degree. So I've come to a decision about the future of the podcast. And it's not a decision that I have made in any way lightly, but what I'm going to do for the foreseeable future, at least probably until October when things quieten down a bit for this degree, is we're going to drop the podcast down to one episode every fortnight, because I think that is a much more realistic and much more achievable target to aim for in terms of being able to produce something of a high quality and high input and keep it interesting and maintain the standards that I've been striving for. When I began the podcast about 3 years ago now, I never expected that we'd be coming up towards our 150th episode. And what's really been incredibly rewarding about this is I think we've built a fan base of people who listen every week and enjoy what they listen to. And I never, ever want to in any way, shape or form compromise quantity against quality. Quality is the most important thing. And I always said that whenever it got to the stage that recording a podcast became a chore or was no longer enjoyable, I would stop doing it. Well, it hasn't got to that stage. I have no intention of stopping podcasting. I've still got lots and lots and lots of things to talk about this wonderful subject. And I still really enjoy doing it. But I think there is a danger that if it continues the way it is with the demands that I have on my time at the moment, it's going to become a chore. And then that will be reflected in it. And I don't want that to happen. I want to carry on producing really good content for you, the listeners, to enjoy. So we are going to carry on. It is going to drop down to one podcast every 2 weeks. I hope that this message is taken in the spirit in which it meant. It's obviously thank you all to all of you who listen to the podcast every week and who are kind enough to support it by buying me a coffee or Patreon. It is hugely appreciated. And so Footsteps of the Fallen is not going away. We are going to carry on, just not going to be reproducing a podcast every single week. And on that note, I just wish you all the best. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon, and I will look forward to having your company when we come back for the next episode. Bye for now.